Okay, if you're flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
At Municipal Airport in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. And if you were driving in from out of state, what road would you come in on?
If I was driving in from out of state?
Yeah.
Which state?
Say Tennessee.
Tennessee? What road? The freeway.
Okay. And where might you stop along the freeway, if you're just driving along and you get tired?
On the shoulders of the road, side of the road, little table thing, roadside table.
Okay, and what's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Your lane, line, stripes.
Okay, and to avoid oncoming traffic?
To avoid oncoming traffic.
Yeah,
well, that's what those lines are for. No, they keep the road divided, keep you on your side.
Okay. And where do you get off one of these freeways?
An exit.
And then where would you get back on again?
An entrance or a ramp.
Okay. And are there any other roads in town that can only be entered and left at special places?
Oh, no. Not if I know of. Like, what are you particularly talking about?
Any limited access roads?
Something like going onto a freeway or just a regular road?
Just a road that, not really a freeway, but just a road that there are only certain places that you can get onto it.
Oh, no.
Okay, and what would you call the main streets in the city? Or do you have a main street?
Really, it's one called Birmingham Green. That's 20th Street. That's the main street in Birmingham. It's in the heart of town.
Okay. And what is the difference to you between avenues, streets, roads, boulevards, and drives? All these different names that are given.
Well, the difference in it? Nothing.
Nothing.
All of them are streets, just different names as far as I'm concerned. Well, most of your streets are just neighborhood streets. Your boulevards and avenues are mostly biggest, busy streets.
Now, on one of these smaller streets, you'd have to wait for a train to pass. What do you call that car?
A railroad crossing.
Okay, now what about where the tracks go, over the road?
A trestle or either a bridge, overpass.
Yeah, what do you call the place where the car?
A tunnel.
The trestle goes over, what do you call the thing the car goes on?
Car goes on, the road or the street?
Yeah. You have a name for that part that goes under the...
Under the bridge.
Yeah.
It's a regular street, a bridge.
Okay. And how do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
Straight parallel to the curb.
Okay. And what are the outlets for fire hoses that you can't park near called?
A violation.
What are the outlets called?
What
outlets? They hook up the fire hoses to?
Uh-huh. Oh, the little hose valves, or caps, valves, the little things on fire hydrants, right?
Yeah.
What you take off, I call them valves.
Okay. And what kind of parking is done over at a shopping center?
Well, you have group parking, really. It's a lot of people is parked there. Well, how would you park, parallel or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, you're mostly parking lanes, a big parking lot.
Okay, what are the, you told me about the tallest, largest buildings in town. Do you have any general terms to talk about those?
Those buildings?
The tallest ones, yeah. Just one word and describe all of it.
Well, just glass. That's the tallest building.
And what does high-rise mean to you?
High-rise. It's according to which way you want to put high-rise. More one kind of high. You have a crane. Now, that's a high-rise.
A what?
A crane.
Crane.
Yeah, most people call those high rise.
Okay, now what about when you're talking about a building?
A skyscraper.
Mm-hmm. Would you call a skyscraper high rise?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
Alleys.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
Demolition, whatever you call it. Just, I don't know the name of it.